produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
My friends, welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. I love speaking about how you can overcome brokenness in your life. I am a lady who longs to help the broken and will teach and mentor those who need to work through brokenness with continual encouragement and guidance. This is my mission. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 32. 4:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves and cares for us. God wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness and in the broken pieces of your lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles in your life. You can move past your brokenness in life and by sharing my personal testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences using scripture from the Bible to glean upon and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome many battles of brokenness that you too might be facing. I also use testimonies of others that have been through different types of brokenness in their life that can help to teach you how to overcome brokenness in life. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into the things that we are dealing with today, right now, in our lives. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for you several times, and at the very beginning I stated, it's plain and simple, our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind me and all of us that we can learn from trials in our lives. The trials you experience will be a great testimony to someone else someday. Someday we will all be able to look back to this time in our lives and be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times, and he can help us to build off of them. This month or week, I want to talk about the chapter in my book that refers to anger because of brokenness. And there was a quote by Tony Evans that I stated, sometimes God lets you hit rock bottom so you can see he is the rock at the bottom. I found this statement, the quote above, to be so true. I'm thankful for his constant and continual love in my life. And in the times that we might feel anger and hurt, we can be thankful. There was a time in my own personal life that I personally grew so angry at God for taking me away from all that I had loved, not realizing the blessings that he had in store for me later on. I'm not saying that we won't still have bad days, but his love and forgiveness are never ending. So I'm thankful that he still loves me even at my worst. I know that if we are in his perfect will for our lives, he has great things in store ahead of us. Even when we don't understand, we can know in our hearts and in our mind that God has wonderful blessings in store for us if we just follow him in his plan for our lives. It's not always easy to follow God's will for our lives, but God wants for us to look to him in all things. And so when things may happen in our lives that we may not understand, whether it's financial trials that you're going through, whether it's maybe you've lost a relationship that you once had that was dear to you. Maybe you've lost a loved one to death. Maybe you are suffering by a certain disease that you might have or illness that you might have. There are so many different types of things that we go through that are brokenness in life. And maybe you are sitting where you are right now and you are struggling with something in your life. Even though it's hard to believe that our God allows for things to happen in our lives that may not be pleasant to go through, we have to remember and know that God allows for these things to help teach us something. And that's hard when you're in the middle of that trial and you're sitting or standing there all alone and you don't understand the things that you are presently going through. It's hard to remember that God allowed that trial or is allowing that trial for a reason. I too am human, and there are trials even so right now in my life that I don't understand. And there's times that I question God. And God never said in the Bible, I've heard several sermons or teachings of not questioning God in our hard times or when we go through things. But I want to ask those people that are saying this, that didn't Jesus himself, and I'll speak more about this later on, but didn't Jesus himself ask God why when he was on the cross? Why hast thou forsaken me? So does that mean that, you know, it was wrong of him to do that? No, absolutely not. Jesus was sinless, so it was not wrong for him to ask his Father why. So it is not wrong for us as humans to ask our Father why, our Heavenly Father. We would ask our earthly Father why at times too. So what makes it wrong for us to ask our Heavenly Father why in those trials that we go through? And so on the lost cycle diagram that I spoke of in chapter 1, after first thing was life, and then I talked about the disbelief and shock of anger, and then the denial of anger. I mean, and then the denial of tragedies or brokenness in life. And now I'm going to talk about the anger of brokenness in life. Sometimes you can be angry at God. Sometimes you can be angry at a person, a human being that had hurt you. Sometimes you can be angry at the situation itself. Sometimes you're angry with yourself. We get mad at ourselves for certain things that we do or go through. And so now I want to talk about anger, which is the next brokenness that is on this list. And I've never really been personally an angry person. But unfortunately, due to different types of pain and hurts that I've personally experienced in my own life, I myself have learned so much about anger, and I'm still learning. This is a battle that doesn't go away overnight, and it definitely takes time to heal. I will be sharing what God has laid on my heart in dealing with anger, and both the right way to be angry as well as the sin in anger. The next two chapters will deal with the two types of anger that I speak of in the book. And I think we as ladies can struggle with this the most. And I personally have been convicted on how to deal with the anger that has shown up in certain areas of my own personal life. And so I want to just share with you some of the things that I have personally learned. And I know I will not be able to cover all of this with just this one radio program, so probably the next two or three programs will cover this topic on anger, and maybe even more, because there's so much that can be said about anger. And after searching my own personal self on some issues that I have dealt with on anger in the past few years of my life, and even in the past few months, recent months of my life, I can admit that anger certainly can destroy a person. There's been a time in my life where it has almost destroyed me personally. I also believe that there is a right way to be angry and sin not, like the Bible says in Ephesians 4:26. There is an anger that is right in the eyes of God. If someone has sinned against you, this does not mean that you must tap them on the shoulder and tell them that it's okay when it's not okay. I think of Jesus as he was an example of this in Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13. And let me turn there. Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13 says, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." And Jesus himself in these verses became angry in the right way at those who bought and sold in his house, the temple. He was so displeased and angry at the money changers that he overturned the tables and ran them out of the temple. He didn't go back to them and ask them for their forgiveness. Why? Because they were wrong, and they knew that they were wrong. And so Jesus took this example, and he showed us that there are times in our lives that there is a right way to be angry. And so in forgiving, that doesn't mean that we must always reconcile. Even after we forgive someone, anger is still a battle that Satan tries to throw at us over and over. And you learn to work through these times and these battles only with the Lord Jesus' help. There's no other way that we could forgive and carry on with our lives without the Lord's help. I don't understand how people can make it in life without having the Lord to go to in these times of need. It must be a very empty, dull life to not have someone to go to when you're hurting the deepest. You can't always talk about your problems to a human being. There are times and situations in your life that if you try to talk to people, they may not understand what you're going through, possibly because they haven't gone through it themselves. So those times in our lives, it's best that we go to Jesus for help, because he is the only one that can truly understand and know what we're talking about. He knows and sees the deepest part of our hearts, where we have buried brokenness in our life. And he is the only one that can help us through those times of brokenness. And so another thing that I have learned is to never walk away from anything or make life-changing decisions while you're hurting or while you're angry. You would never know how God heals your brokenness and the blessing that he has for you if you completely walk away from his will. So I'm saying that even when it's so tempting for you to pack up your belongings and to just go away, to move away to another location or a new life, well, that's not always wise when you're walking away in anger. Because if you don't give God the chance to mend, or if not mend, but to help you in those times in your life, you don't know what you might be walking away from. And God might want for you to stay where you are in life, and he may want for you just to take time to lay back, sit back, and to heal from the brokenness, and to trust in him and see where he takes you in life. Making hasty decisions in anger is never, ever, ever wise. And I've had several older ladies, pastor wives, different people in my life to tell me to never make hasty decisions when I'm hurt and when I'm angry. Sometimes the easiest thing to do is to pack up everything in your hurt and in your anger and to move on. But you've got to give God a chance to work in your life in that present place. The Lord will help you to heal. Ask him to help you to heal. Talk to him. Pour out your heart to Jesus. And I promise you, he will help you through the hardest times in your life. Another quote that I saw, and it was from an author that was unknown, said, Lord, help me to love my life as it is, not as it was. We need to learn to love every day as it is. Yes, you're going to have bad days. Yes, you're going to have trying days. Yes, you're going to wonder where God is. Yes, you're going to wonder what went wrong. God did not promise that we would have perfect lives. God allowed Jesus to go through all that he went through before he went to the cross, and as he was on the cross, so that he could understand overly and abundantly the hurts that we can all have, not in comparison to what Jesus went through, but he wanted Jesus himself to understand every single emotion or pattern of brokenness in our lives so that he can truly be there for us and help us in our times of need. And as Christians, Satan knows that he can't have our souls because we've already accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But if he can get into our minds and into our heads, and if he does what he can do to convince us that we are right and that God is wrong, then that keeps us from service to the Lord. Therefore, Satan thinks that he has won the battle. So we don't want to give Satan the victory of winning the battle by letting him control our minds and our thoughts. That is extremely hard when you're going through anger and different hurts in your life. I myself have struggled with this very same thing. It's hard to reach out and to trust the Lord when especially somebody personally has hurt us. It's hard to not fight back and to throw darts back and such. But that's when we have to really lean on the Lord and totally give our thoughts, give our anger, everything that we are feeling to him so that we can allow for him to guide us and help us instead of growing angry and bitter and becoming an awful person because things didn't go our way. We need to remember that Satan wants for us to be this exact way. And I'll admit there are definitely times in my life that I've just about given in to this specific battle myself. But I have had to stop and remember that God is in charge of all things. And he will help me as I continue to heal from the things that Satan constantly throws my way to cause pain and anger to come back. You don't just suffer from pain and anger one time. Satan continually throws these darts back at you so that he could try to discourage you more and more and more and knock you down and cause you to lose the battle of your mind. And so I want to share some tips that I have personally learned on the subject of anger. There are so many people that have talked to my husband and I in different situations in their lives of dealing with several different trials and tragedies that they have gone through and times where they have had certain trials that caused them to be angry towards another person. We ourselves, you know, in the ministry have personally dealt with situations and issues that could very well cause a lot of anger. But God has given us grace in so many areas, and we're so thankful for that. But it's still a learning process. I don't think that you ever learn completely how to get over anger from hurt from other people in your lives. So the first thing that I personally want to share, and this is not even in the book, this is just giving to you from the heart what God wants me to. But the first thing that you should do in the time of hurt is to stop what you're doing. And sometimes you have to completely take a break from everything. If you can, just stop where you are, take a break from everything, and do things that will help your mind to heal and to get back on track to where it needs to be. Sometimes that means taking off for a few days of work and just taking off from everything and just giving your mind a break and just maybe even going out of town for a few days and spending some time with your family or just spending some time for yourself, going shopping or resting, whatever it is that is kind of a healer to you without causing more problems in your life. Take a break and learn to do things for your personal life that you enjoy. That helps to take away anger that you might be feeling. Another thing that you can do is if you have someone that you can totally trust, talk to them. Be careful who you talk to because that person could very well be one to go behind your back and go to the very person that you were hurt from. So be very careful who you talk to and who you trust. But if there is someone here on earth that you can talk to, maybe you go to a counselor, maybe you have a spiritual leader like your pastor or pastor's wife, maybe you have a close friend that is a very good Christian that you can trust and go to. Talk to someone. Help them to understand your burden so that they can share what God lays upon their heart to help you with. And another thing is if you don't have someone on earth that you can talk to the Lord. Jesus went through all that he went through and he suffered from all that he suffered from so that he could better understand what we as individuals go through and the pain that we would have to endure while we're here on the earth. God never said that our lives would be perfect and that we would never suffer from trials or tragedies when we become Christians. Sometimes, as Christians, we suffer more battles than it seems the worldly people would suffer. A lot of times we feel that way, don't we? But go to the Lord. Ask him to help you in those times. When you start to feel anger, I'm talking about hateful kind of anger in your heart, trust the Lord in what he says in his word and go to him and just release all of that anger to him. It doesn't matter if you go out into the woods and just scream or if you want to clean your house from top to bottom because you're angry. There's lots of things that we all go to in our anger to help release that anger. My personal advice is to not release the anger on the person themselves, obviously, but there's ways that you can release that anger without hurting yourself or hurting anyone else. It's not good to hold and to store anger in your heart and in your mind. Somehow, some way, in a healthy way, release that anger. Maybe it's to go exercise, or like I said, maybe ladies, you like to clean. Maybe you're a man and you like to work on cars or something like that. There's so many ways that we can release that buildup of anger. Play ball. If you like to play ball, there's ways you can. I used to say when I coached and played volleyball, the volleyball would be, this sounds mean, but the volleyball would be the head of the person that I'm angry with. And so that was a way to release that anger without being ugly to that person. So there's nothing wrong with choosing a way, a healthy way to release that anger. And then give it to the Lord and allow for him to work in your heart and your mind and to purify your mind from all the evil thinking that you might have due to the anger that you may be going through. And so these are just some little tips that I have personally learned in the areas of my life that I have dealt with anger. And I will be reading a testimony next time, on the next radio program, of a dear friend that had too experienced different trials in her life and dealt with anger and how she dealt with this topic. And so I want you to stay tuned for that at the next radio program. And so these thoughts come from some of the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Ladies. And so this book has finally been released. It was released actually in 2020, but due to the COVID and different things, I would like to release the book again. I am working on the book in hardback instead of paperback, and so I'm planning on possibly doing a new release for that particular copy of the book. So if you would like to find out more details about my books, you can look on my Facebook page at A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. And I do ask that you would please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share. You can also find my books on Amazon. And so, I wanted to for you to also pray for me as I continue to listen what God has for me to share on this radio program. I do definitely need your prayers every day. And remember that no matter what you are going through, God is there for you, whether it's anger, whether it's hurt, whether it's denial or the different things that we'll be talking about in the different types of brokenness. Remember that God loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you're not. And remember that it's my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I am a blessing to you. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to my two friends, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk, who are two wonderful ladies that are such an inspiration to so many. I am incredibly blessed to be able to be on this journey of the Lifted Authors radio program. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this program. And then I also want to say thank you to my friends and my family and to all that God has blessed me with. Thank you for your continuous love and your support. Again, I want to also say a very special thank you to all of you who are listening. This has been A Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can look me up on Facebook at A Better Broken radio broadcast, which is currently being updated. And if you're interested in my books or handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. And if you're interested in my books alone, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. And then you can purchase the books there. Thank you and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.